Dave Petromala's got a good young lacrosse team at Johns Hopkins. They got a test coming up Saturday night when they travel to College Park. What a rivalry, taking on the Terps.
God, I love it.
Morning, Coach.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Got to ask you the question of the subject that was at hand. Tom Brady got very emotional talking about the draft in which he was passed over 11 years ago, and he cried. He cried on camera, wasn't afraid. Dave Petromala, last time you cried related to sports was when?
I'm not sure.
Come on, Dave.
I'm not sure. Quite a long time ago, I would tell you
really?
That.
Now, really? Never an emotional moment in front of your team when your seniors are leaving, anything like that?
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, are you talking about over a game?
Or just a sports
any sports related.
Anything that sports stirred an emotion in you that made even the tough guy, Dave Petromala, cry?
Probably 05 or I would say 07 when we won the championship.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
07 when we won the championship. With what that team did and coming back from a couple of tough losses and the great job that senior class did for us.
There you go. We're on the subject of emotions when it comes to sports, and we've talked about this at different times, channeling your emotions. When you're scouting a player, maybe as a potential player to play for you at Hopkins, how much do you factor in a guy's emotional leadership? You know, there could be some guys who may not be the most talented, but you can see they got that something that guys will rally around. Maybe not the most talented, but there's that something extra that could help a team.
Well, anytime you can say that a guy's got that something extra, that intangible quality that is charisma or leadership qualities, which is charisma, is probably part of that. I don't know that you can pass up a guy like that. When there's a guy that's a good player, not a great one, but you know, has those intangible qualities where people are going to follow him or he's going to motivate others to lead, I don't think you can afford not to take those kind of guys. And that's what college athletics is all about. Is emotion and excitement and, kids overachieving. And you see a lot more of that, obviously, in college sports than you do professional sports.
And is there, part of being a coach is knowing when to dial up and dial down certain emotions from your players. Is it tough at times, if you've got an emotional player, is it tough sometimes to dial him down if you could be fearful that doing so might take away from his game?
Sure, absolutely. But obviously, you want guys that are going to play with emotion, but you don't want them to be emotional. There is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between being excited, being passionate, being hungry, those kinds of things. But there's also a difference in being emotional. And basically, being emotional is allowing your emotions to get the better of you. And we ask guys here to play with emotion, but not get emotional about things.
Dave Petromala, head lacrosse coach, Johns Hopkins. His guys, Saturday night, College Park, taking on the Terps. And speaking of emotions, I mean, you guys play so many big games against so many tough opponents. The Maryland one stands out for the fans for sure, given the history of that rivalry. So the emotions that you want your guys to hit the field with at Byrd Stadium is what?
We want them to play with great, great passion and intensity. The kids know it's the Hopkins-Maryland game. And, while both teams play a lot of big games, we play a lot of the same games too, Virginia and Carolina, and they're all big games. This one, has a little bit more to it because it's an in-state rivalry. It's, two schools not far apart and two schools with rich traditions and rich successful traditions. There is a little bit more to it, and the kids know. So, you want them to play. This kind of game's got to be played with a tremendous amount of intensity. That's just the way the game is. And if you come in with any kind of lackadaisical attitude or casualness about you, you're going to get knocked on your rear end and run over.
Hopkins rolling with wins over Virginia, North Carolina, most recently Albany, playing at Maryland Saturday night.
I know it's never one-sided, Coach, and we have limited time with you every week, so I wish I could sit here and start breaking things down with you every week and talking about all phases. But the one that really stands out to me, and I've watched all the games this year, your offense now, to me, and I don't mean this in a bad way, this is a good version of the word unconscious, there just seems to be this aggressive, unconscious, swarming, downhill mentality coming from your guys now. Is that something you want? I mean, is that something you've tweaked these guys up? Because, you know, you're a young team. Look, we're going to wind them up, we're going to let them go, and we're going to live with it? Or is it just how it's happening in between the lines on game day?
Well, a little bit of both, but I think a lot of it is the way it's unfolding. You know, some of the personalities, I mean, John Rannigan's got that kind of personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Greeley and Robbie Guida have those kinds of personalities, but you know, a lot of it is the way the game is unfolding, and you know, we've tried to allow these guys to be in attack mode more. You know, in years past, I think we've kind of pulled the reins back a little bit and said, you know, when we get to the offensive end, let's, you know, get things settled down and get it around and get our personnel on. And now we've allowed them, you know, to go. I mean, just the other day, we have two of our short stick defenders score goals. So we've opened it up a little bit. We've recognized that we need to score more easy goals. So if it appears that we're being a little bit more aggressive, you know, that's a conscious decision. But the kids are making those decisions on the field, and you hope that you do a good job and you know, providing them with an understanding of when's good and when isn't good in the practice time that you're with them.
Obviously, you play defense. People label you as a defensive-minded guy. I don't know one way or the other. I personally don't. I'm not labeling you. But during practices, you're the head coach. So during practices, offenses, you know, off with the offensive coordinator, getting themselves right. Are you down on that end and interjecting, not so much from an offensive standpoint, but thinking it through and watching what you're watching from a defensive standpoint and saying, hey, you know, right now you attack the alley this way, or you took this guy on this way, it ain't going to fly, here's why, and giving them that defensive perspective without so much, you know, the play and your defenders coming down, just you, the coach, talking it through.
Sometimes, you know, when we break into half fields and we separate our strengths, so the first offense goes down the other end and the first defense is opposite them.
Mm-hmm.
I won't. But all of that is done in the office prior to our going out to the practice field. So we meet every morning. We put together our practice schedule based on the needs of both ends of the field and the stuff in between the boxes. And Coach Benson, Bobby will, you know, discuss what he wants to do, what he feels like we need to do, why we need to do it. And so I'm well aware of all that we're doing. And, you know, when he's down there, that's why I hired him.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in him. I trust him. I don't want to be one of those coaches that lets a guy coach in practice and takes it away from him on game day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I hired the young man, and I think he's very talented at what he does. So he does the offense. You know, Coach Swan and I do the defense. And, you know, the important part is that I know exactly what's being taught, why it's being taught, and how it's being taught down the other end, and I'm comfortable with that. And then, obviously, when we bring go strength on strength, I'm more than willing to interject, you know, something that I don't like or I see that we could do a little differently. And certainly the same goes in the film room. When we're watching film, I sit in on both the defensive and offensive film sessions, so I do get an opportunity to interject there as well.
Dave Petromala's Blue Jays at College Park Saturday. If what we saw from the Terps at Navy is any indication, those guys are good. Give us the scouting report.
You know what? They are good, and I think they're starting to hit stride a little bit. I think their new coaching staff has kind of settled into you know, their new situation, so to speak. You know, I think they've become more in tune to their team, what they're good at, maybe what they need to work on. So I think, you know, there's a comfort level now between players and coach or coaches. I think Maryland's gotten healthy between the lines with their midfielders, so they're getting more of those guys back. And I think they've just kind of finally put all the pieces together, and they know where they go. And I would describe it as I think they really have a good sense for who they are now. how they want to play. They've got seniors, you know, at both ends of the field, three senior defensemen. If Travis Reed starts, three senior attackmen. Farrell is a senior. So they've got seniors all over the field. And our challenge is, obviously, we're walking into a pretty hostile environment with an awful young team. And the key is we don't flinch. You know, we got to walk in and stand toe-to-toe, and we'll make mistakes, and we'll just have to fight through it and play with great intensity and great execution.
Should be a great night of college lacrosse. Hopkins plays at Maryland Saturday night. Best of luck, Coach. As always, thanks for your time. Great interview. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Great to catch up with you.
There you go. Dave Petromala, head lacrosse coach, Johns Hopkins, every other week here on the Mark Viviano Show.